Well, health officials recently confirmed Leon's first case of the mosquito-borne Zika virus. County school spokesman Chris Petley says it's important to note that case is travel-related.
And I think that's important to make that distinction, that it's not a factor of being bit by a mosquito that's locally grown. So we are currently working in partnership with the Leon County Health Department and the Leon County government. After meeting with them the past week or so, the number one thing we believe we can do is to help prevent the spread of mosquitoes.
Petley says school officials are focused on making sure everyone knows about getting rid of potential breeding sites for mosquitoes anywhere that could pool water.
And we'll be working with our school campuses, our principals, and our leaders on our campuses to ensure that they are cognizant and aware of any remaining water on their campuses, especially given the last couple of days of torrential rain here in Tallahassee. We'll be vigilant to make sure we're eliminating any standing water. The health department has, again, told us that that's the number one thing we can do. They have a campaign called Spill the Water.
Last month, Florida's health department unveiled that Spill the Water campaign aimed at teaching kids about mosquitoes and the diseases they can carry, like the Zika virus. Released during the summer, it came with education materials as well as a 30-second video called Spill the Water Heroes.
A Spill the Water hero knows to save summer.
Got ya!
You gotta spill the water.
Heroes at home, can you find the things around your house that can hold water?
Leon County schools are set to open Monday, but many schools open Wednesday, which is why Florida Education Commissioner Pam Stewart says she's making sure all students are already prepared. Her plan includes requiring schools, colleges, and universities to have procedures in place to deal with suspected Zika cases. Stewart says there's also a teacher toolkit for all grade levels.
It's information to be provided to our teachers so that they can inform their students, who very often then take that information home to their parents. And so we'll be providing that to districts. We're also working with the Department of Health with what else can be in that kit.
Florida Surgeon General Celeste Phillip, who leads the state health department, says her agency is looking to provide mosquito repellent to all schools as well.
We are in the process of making sure that every school and university setting in the state will have repellent that can be given to students or those that enter the campus. So we think, along with the messaging, we are providing people with a tool. We're telling you to use repellent, and now here's a repellent. And it's been shown in other places to be effective when you couple the two together.
But Petley says Leon County school officials don't plan to distribute mosquito repellent to area schools.
We're very aware of the impact that mosquito repellent can have if it's put on in the presence of maybe a child with asthma or a child with other reactions. What we are suggesting is, if that parents would like to be extra prepared, they can spray their children with bug repellent prior to coming to school campuses. And in more drastic measures, they can work with their individual school to send bug repellent with their child. But the application of the bug repellent would have to be made in accordance with how the school would like to do that.
Petley says the district also sent out an email to parents Wednesday informing them about the Spill the Water campaign and other prevention measures they can take to stop the spread of mosquitoes. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Cordner.